Welcome to the Imperfect Podcast. Nate discusses various topics through the eyes of a young Christian. The goal is to invite others to learn about Christianity through casual conversations with wonderful guests, especially people who want to grow in their faith.
Maybe I want to be the passenger princess. You know what I'm saying? Drive me around.
Before this episode begins, remember that none of us are perfect and that we are here to learn and help each other grow. Feel free to donate to Nate through Cash App at Imperfect Podcast. Make sure to follow the Imperfect Podcast on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. We hope you take something great away from this episode. Enjoy!
That's sad. The Marvel downfall is so, so sad.
But it applies to Star Wars too, because I know we're trying to talk about Star Wars. It applies to Star Wars too.
Oh yeah, let's go into Star Wars.
The original trilogy was so good because once again it was forced out of constriction. George Lucas didn't direct every single one. He directed the first one, and even when he was writing and directing, he didn't have yes men around him. He had an answer to a studio. What happened?
Have you seen the trailer for The Acolyte?
Yes.
What are your thoughts?
I have no idea what's going on. I don't necessarily know about all the lore type of stuff. I just don't care about Star Wars anymore.
Yeah, I unfortunately feel the same way. I mean, you know, The Bad Batch is great. I love that. But like anything else, I don't know. It's just, it's not the same. Even The Mandalorian, it's not the same anymore. And I hate it. I don't want to hate Star Wars, but they keep putting out mid. Stop putting out mid. Even Ahsoka. Ahsoka could have been so great, but no. Bro.
The Anakin scenes were elite, though.
Okay, but why do we have to rely on Anakin and Darth Vader for your show to be good? Why do we have to keep bringing back old characters for your show to be good? How about you just make a show about the characters in the show instead of bringing someone back from the dead, bringing back Darth Vader for the 1,000th time so that
people watch your show? Or how about we use the same plots? We use the same plots over and over. This guy is traveling with this kid and has to get this kid to a certain location.
Yeah,
that's literally Bad Batch. That's Obi-Wan Kenobi. And that's The Mandalorian.
I hate Kenobi.
Really? Literally, Episode 7, copy-paste A New Hope. Slight changes. Yes.
Even, bro, Kenobi copied a video game for one of its episodes.
Yes. Yes. I'm like, what are we...
And what was even Boba Fett? They massacred the character of Boba Fett. Why does Boba Fett care about Kumbaya with the Jawas? No, the Sand People. Boba Fett's supposed to be a ruthless bounty hunter who got eaten by the Sarlacc. I feel like he should come back with a vengeance or something, but no, I'm one of the tribe now. I don't care. I want to be a family man. No! Please be true to your characters and stop making mid.
It was the Kumbaya for me.
We're doing a little dancey dance. I'm like, no, this is not my Boba Fett. Like a bantha. No. Not my Boba Fett.
I think I'll forever appreciate Star Wars for its music. Like, without the music, John Williams, a goat.
The goat.
Like, even Rey's theme song, Kylo Ren's theme song, those might be the best parts of the sequels. I'm not gonna lie.
I like the sequel. I don't like Episode 9.
Oh, yeah, Episode 9
is one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my life.
What's it called? The Force Awakens, Last Jedi. Force Awakens board. The Force Awakens, they had you in the first half, but then,
I love new stuff.
The Last Jedi was just too long for me.
They ruined Luke Skywalker, but other than that, I love that movie. And the Canto Bight planet, that was dumb. But everything else... I'm a fan. Like, it looks pretty.
Luke versus Kylo Ren, like... That was one of the first times I was on the edge of my seat. I was like, this is historic right here.
See you around, kid.
Yeah, that was beautiful. But the Rise of Skywalker, yeah, we could have kept that as a fault.
They had so much to work with. They had so much to work with.
But they also had so much to work against with Carrie Fisher dying.
Yeah. But I mean, even then, they had
killed her off.
Kylo Ren killed off who was supposed to be the main, the emperor of this series, right? They could have made Kylo Ren be this big evil guy, you know? And then we could have had light versus dark again and just have him be evil. Or they could have reversed the roles. They could have had Kylo Ren turn to the light, Rey turn to the dark, and them fight. But no, they just did something. They brought back the Emperor. Somehow Palpatine returned.
And wow. A Death Star.
Palpa memes.
Great writing, guys. Great writing.
And they just somehow easily found a Death Star because of some stupid dagger.
Oh, yeah, let's attach Death Stars to Star Destroyers now, because...
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Three Death Stars wasn't enough. Let's try doing Death Stars a fourth time, but
because they're trying to do the scene in Episode 6. That thing's fully operational! But going back to at least The Force Awakens and thinking about it from a Christian perspective, what I like about that film is that it shows Kylo Ren is being tempted by the light side. And we often see people being seduced by the dark side, but it's the reverse. And I feel like as Christians, there are times, because think about this, like, Kylo Ren knew the light side. Then he went to the dark, and then he came back to the light. That's us as Christians. Think of David. David was the man after God's own heart. He was a child after God's own heart. And then he said, oh, look, Bathsheba. Oh, I know her husband. We got that taken care of. But then he comes back in Psalm 51 where he says, create in me a new heart. Against you, I sinned. You are justified to condemn me. And that's kind of the same thing that Kylo Ren has. He literally has a eureka moment, a aha moment in the beginning of Force Awakens where he's talking to his father and he says, I know what I need to do, but I don't know if I have the strength to do it. And then that moment is replicated in Rise of Skywalker, one of the only good scenes in that gosh darn movie, where he says they have the exact same conversation. And he says, I know what I need to do, but I don't know if I have the strength to do it. And this time, he throws away his lightsaber. But before, he done stabbed his dad. Now, I'm not saying we stab our fathers because of sin. However, we stab our holy father in the back. Because God is perfect. Before we sin against anyone else, before I sin against myself, before I sin against you, before I sin against you, we sin against God. Because he's perfect. He's flawless. He's without fault. So hurting him is a lot different than hurting one another. Not saying we should, but that's what one thing from a Christian perspective I liked about that film, even though I don't necessarily like the sequel trilogy, I like in sense of, especially in the context of what we're talking about as Christians watching film, I really enjoy that, and I really don't like it, and I know I've seen videos of like where people just crap all over secular movies, and they're like, oh, if there's just an ounce of bad, where's the good? I'm like, is that not the Bible? I'm not saying the Bible is bad, but I'm saying it's full of murder and death and sexual immorality and rape this and this that. Oh my goodness, it's not an easy book to read. You think of what happens with Lot and his daughters, where he's like, yo, y'all can have my daughters. And you're like, wait, what? Huh? And then later on, they say, you take advantage of us. Oh, we gonna take advantage of you. You know, there's so many morally gray things in the Bible, you know? And so when we're like, oh, film shouldn't reflect that, really? But the Bible does. Once again, the Bible is perfect. You know, this is the word of God right here. So I'm not trying to say that film is anywhere near the level of holy and respect, but I'm just trying to say that we can't live, once again, as Romans 12:2 says, that we do not be conformed to this world. You need to know the world in order to know what to dodge and bob and weave like Mike Tyson.
If we're going to talk about Star Wars in the Bible real quick. Let me cook.
All right.
Darth Vader represents the life of a Christian, you know? Because he starts off as Anakin Skywalker, and he's doing good, and he's in the light, you know? Like, think about
when you first get into the word, right? Okay, you're into it. Yeah, I'm a new Christian. I'm gonna read my Bible. But then there comes a time where we turn away from God for a little bit. It always ends up happening. Anakin turns to the dark side and becomes Darth Vader, and he's killing kids, and you know, he's killing other Jedi, and he's just Darth Vader's just doing a whole bunch of stuff. But then Luke comes along, and then specifically in episode 6, you know, Luke's trying to get Darth Vader to turn back to the light, and Darth Vader starts to feel that pull just a little bit. Luke's trying to get him back, but Darth Vader's like, no. But then all the way at the end of the movie, when Luke is getting electrocuted and he's dying and he's like, Father, help me, Darth Vader, he realizes what he has done. We realize our sin, and then it's time for us to turn back to the light. Darth Vader saves his son, and he becomes Anakin Skywalker again. And that is just beautiful to me. It's poetry.
But it's the story of the prodigal son.
Yes.
That's really what it is. Think of Thor. Okay, the movie, not just the character. And I saw, I'm not trying to give this YouTube channel away because I'm not trying to hate on them, especially not on someone else's platform. But they were like, so, okay, think of the scene when Thor literally gets cast out of heaven, like Satan. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, it's satanic. It's satanic. Just, no, in the Bible, Jesus says, I saw Satan fall like lightning. Last time I checked, like is a simile. That doesn't mean he literally fell as lightning, but it's a simile. It's painting imagery. Anyway, but when Thor comes on Earth, it's a humility. He's being humbled. And that's sometimes just as people, not just as Christians, but as people, we got to get humbled. You know, God humbles us. The Hebrew says that God chastises his children. He punishes those that aren't his children, but he chastises us. He wants us to be better. And that's what Odin did to his son. He wanted his son to be better because he knew what his son was destined for. He was supposed to be the king. So you see this story of how Thor is literally the prodigal son coming back home. And then Loki is the jealous brother. Well, where's my ring? Where's the fattened calf for me? Huh? And don't get me wrong, Odin, he's not a good dad. Don't get me wrong. You know, you got three kids that all went buck wild. However, I just don't understand what people are just saying. And I understand to an extent, but everything is not like la, 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 la type of thing. You could, once again, Romans 1, you can find God everywhere. Now, I'm not saying you need to be watching demonic stuff and looking for God. That's a big no-no. Like, any movie with Ouija boards or possession, anything like that, I think not. Like, that I know going into is like that, I don't watch that stuff. I don't even entertain it. However, stuff like what we just mentioned, I don't necessarily see the harm. Do I necessarily agree with every decision that every character makes in these things? No. And Jeff, I know you wrote a script. You can attest to that probably, that you write characters that you don't agree with, but they don't need to be every single aspect of this character needs to be a reflection of you. Maybe they could have aspects of you, but you're one guy. You know, you can't make every character like you. You know, we're I can't make every character like Jesus. I want them to be like Jesus, but if I'm going to relate and be like, hey, this is what happens, and maybe I can relate it to Christ and the coming to Christ and be like, I'm imperfect. I need a Christ. I need a Savior. What? Come on.
I think it's funny that you mentioned that you don't write characters that are always like you. Spoiler alert for a movie that I'll make in the next 10 to 15 years. I wrote this character that is a drug addict, and it's like in the future. So, like, there's, like, elemental abilities and whatnot. And he uses lightning. And, you know, he gets so high that, like, he kind of, like, becomes lightning. And he just kind of blanks out and kills an entire hotel full of people. And, you know, I wouldn't do that. But it's a story. You got to add, you know, you got to add stuff to the story. Give him a redemption arc. But, yeah, no demonic activity. I wouldn't recommend putting that in your story. No. That's a little too far.
Definitely not.
Yeah, no.
In the prequels, I really like how the Emperor and Anakin, like, I really like how that's depicted, because from a young boy, Qui-Gon finds Anakin. He's like, this guy's the chosen one. I don't know the lore, but at some point, the Emperor finds out about Anakin. He's like, I need this guy because he's the chosen one. He's powerful. And as Anakin gets older, starting at episode 2, you see that he has the dreams of his mother dying. And then he goes, he does what he did. He killed all the younglings and all the women.
But not just the women. Or, but not just the men.
And then episode 3, like... Episode 3, you see in the beginning, the Emperor is like, when he has Count Dooku, like, he has him at the feet. He's like, kill him. And he knows Jedi don't kill. Really? Like that. And he just chops his head off. Mm-hmm. So, you see, he has some, he's a little dabble with the dark side. He has a little dabble with sin. And you can see, like, he's confused about that moment. But throughout episode 3, you just see the Emperor creeping in and creeping in on this chosen one that's on the light side. You see him using visions, dreams. He's like, Anakin, come to this show with me. Anakin, come talk to me. Kind of creepy.
He's grooming him.
He's like, yeah. He's telling him, come to the dark side. Subtly, he's disguised as an ally. Sound familiar? He's disguised as an ally, tempting him to do wrong. He's using visions. He's taking advantage of his love for Padme. He's using his power. He's like, Anakin, I know you have these visions. I can save you. It's so easy. All you have to do is give in to the power of the dark side, because it's so easy to go into the dark side. Just like with Christians, it's so easy to dabble into the world and go into the worldly feelings. The devil uses people that are just like us to go against our downfall. He uses our dreams. He uses the voices in our heads. People think Satan looks like some guy, some red guy with horns and a pitchfork, when he looks just like you and I. He sounds just like you and I. He sounds just like the voice in your head that tells you, good job for reading the Bible today. He sounds like that voice that says, it's okay to just have a sip, have one hit of this blunt. That's just like the Emperor. I love what it shows. And the beauty of the Star Wars story is you see how you fall into sin, turn to Darth Vader, then that little tug of light, little tug of God brings you back to where you're supposed to be and fulfill your destiny, serve your purpose. As a Christian, life is supposed to get harder. Anakin joins a Jedi. Things got worse for him. Lost his mom. Fell to the dark side. Lost Padme. Lost his body. Was a slave to the Emperor. But then it got easier once he defeated the Emperor, defeated the dark side, knew his son and his daughter were safe, was freed from the dark side, and died happily. Joined Obi-Wan and Yoda as Force Ghosts. Total life of a Christian displayed in one beautiful story.
Right, and it also shows it's never too late. My bad, Jeff. But it shows that it's never too late, because Vader, like, Luke is trying to say, like, hey, Dad, like, come back. And he's like, it's too late for me, son. But when his back is against the wall, when the chips are down, he returns for the sake of his son. And then Luke, Vader, now Anakin, he's you know, in certain versions with that big old eyebrows, even though he got burnt to a crisp, different conversation. But he's like, I have to save you. I forget exactly what he says, but he's like, you already have. He said, tell your sister you were right about me. And that's the thing about God. It's never too late. You know, there are times where you might think, man, I can't, I said this yesterday actually at church. I'm like, how can God save me? But spoiler alert, he became you on that cross so you could be saved. You couldn't save yourself. You couldn't save yourself. And going back to destiny, yes, we are predestined to do. Now, God's not a puppet master, as some people like to think. He's like, oh, I'm going to control you and you have no choice. No, we were created. We were designed to do good works. However, it's our choice to follow in the steps that God has already made for us. Order my steps in your words, dear Lord. Lead me, guide me every day. You know, that's not just a song. It comes from the Bible. And so you can live a difficult life. You know, I'm not saying being a Christian is easy, but like think of Vader. Vader was in constant pain because this suit is like not comfortable. Thus, it's filling its rays, making it more powerful. Sure. And on this earth, you know, you might be doing things that make you more powerful. But at the end of the day, I mean, I forget who said that. I think it's J. Cole, but it's also in the Bible. But you can't take money with you when you die. No, that was, Ray Schremer. but yeah, you can't take money with you when you die. You can't take all this power and stuff with you when you die. So, and, I was going to say something. Oh, the Jedi are hypocrites. Okay, even though we talk about, oh, the Jedi are kind of like, you know, oh, the good people. Man, think of the church as well. I could compare the Jedi to the church, where sadly, we live in a world where the church is full of hypocrites. Nate, I know you talked about this on your previous episode. Go check it out, where you talk about false prophets and all this stuff. But it's full of hypocrites. They say, oh, don't do this, don't do that. But on the side, you were doing this, you were doing that. The Jedi built a temple on top of a Sith temple. That's crazy. Imagine building a church on top of, like, a satanic graveyard. Come on. Oh, Jesus.
I was going to say something along those lines. I was about to say, like, the devil uses the ones nearest to you. Like, Anakin thought he could trust the Jedi. But if you look at it, the Jedi are the reason that Anakin became Darth Vader. If he could be allowed to have connections and feel love, he would have been allowed to go save his mother. When he had those visions 2 weeks prior, he would have been able to go save her before she died. If he could have been allowed to actually fall in love and have a wife, he could have told someone, oh my gosh, I'm having these visions about Padme dying in childbirth, and they could have helped them. But no, the Jedi are like, hey, you can't do this, you can't do this, you can't do this, you can't do this. And then what happens? Anakin tries to go to other means, and uh-oh, he's a Sith now. Anakin really had no friends at all in this whole entire conflict, and then his entire life, he's just spent suffering. Like you said, there's this really good Vader novel where, like, talks about what he's going through and, like, how, like, his retinas are constantly burning and, like, his lungs, it hurts to speak. And the Emperor, the suit that he put him in, he used old technology to punish him for losing, and he made it out of a material that if he shoots him with force lightning, it would be extremely lethal to him. And, like, this guy Vader, he's just walking around just doing the Emperor's bidding because he has nothing else to do, and when he's alone, all he does is think about his dead wife. He's just such a sad guy. But he turns to the light in the end. Go Vader. Love that guy.
But also, you talk about how he has no friends. His closest friend constantly lied to him. He wasn't honest with... Anakin was more honest with Ahsoka than Obi-Wan was with Anakin. Because Anakin, he was like, yeah, I've been the rule sometimes. You know, and I like how Ahsoka acknowledges Anakin as her older brother. And I really like the scene when Ahsoka is leaving the Order, and he says, you don't understand that I've wanted to leave the Order so many times, and she says, I know. And she leaves. You know, but he never really had that relationship with Obi-Wan, because Obi-Wan was also scolding him. Yes, Master. I'll try, Master. I'll do better, Master. You know, it's Obi-Wan's fault. He's holding me back, type of stuff. Like, Obi-Wan, in certain cases, yes, he was right, but, you know, when he was like, you met Satine, you know I harbored feelings for... Man, tell him more! Like, stop lying! Stop beating around the bush! Because if you... And this is another thing. Christians. Ooh, because I've been there. When you tell people what you're struggling with, it's going to help them too. Because let's just say I've had several people in my circle who have told me that they were struggling with certain things. I'm like, really? You struggle with that too? Or you struggle differently, but you struggle? Really? You feel me? I remember my pastor said, he said, pray for me too. I need prayer too. I'm like, you're right. You are just the dude. You are just the guy. You know, you are the guy at church, but you are just the guy. You bleed flesh and blood. Just like, you need a savior. Just like I said this yesterday at church. I literally said, people ask me, Zoe, how do you do this? I need a savior just like you. I am not special. And that's what Anakin needed. If Anakin had someone to talk to him and be like, hey, dude, and stop people having holding me back, you know, after stuff that happened, because he didn't hold back against some younglings, let me tell you that. I just need to say this. That video you did with Obi-Wan Kenobi and your brother said, he's like, hey, there's a half off sail and you're on sand. I was on the floor laughing for too long talking about Darth Maul. Anyway, that's another person you could talk about and talk about Jesus and all that stuff. Darth Maul. Oh my
Darth
goodness.
Darth Maul went through a lot. He went through a lot. He was literally a slave since birth to Palpatine, which is kind of insane. Wow.
Right, and then his master up in... But that's Satan, bro. That's what Satan does to you, bro. Yeah. You're a slave since birth. And then he's like, mercy, mercy. He's like, there is no mercy.
There is
boy,
no mercy.
Don't you get it? Electrocute, electrocute, electrocute. That's Satan. That's what he does to you. There ain't no mercy with Satan, bro. He'll make you think that you're your friend until it's no longer convenient.
Mm-hmm.
As the Rock says, let me spit some gospel. Let me drop some gospel on you. No.
That's why I like Maul in Star Wars Rebels, where he's kind of like, I wouldn't call him a gray Jedi because he's not a good guy, but like he's not Sith either. He's just, bro really wants to kill Obi-Wan. And you know, I'm glad he has the dedication all these years later, but it's just, it's interesting to see. He has this one line where like, you know, the Jedi did this to me, the Sith betrayed me. He has no one but his lust for revenge left for him. It's crazy.
The chosen one. He is. He will avenge us.
Poetic.
Sam Witwer, man. And that another thing you could talk about, the episode, I think it's in season 4 of the Clone Wars, even though Clone Wars is out of order, with the son, the daughter, and the father. That episode,
oh, yeah, that is very much biblical.
For those of you, because I feel like we, like, with everything else we're saying, but this one is very deep. Anakin, Obi-Wan, and Ahsoka end up somewhere. They don't know where. Nobody can find them. And you have the son who's represents kind of the dark side. You have the daughter who represents the light side. And you have the father who's kind of like the in-between. And Anakin's the chosen one. And he has to deal with basically putting both of them in place. You know, there's one scene, he says, on your knees, you know, and there's a lot of temptation going on. Like, for example, the son shows Anakin the future. What if I could show you the future? You know, and he sees himself become Darth Vader, and he says, I do such terrible things. And the son says, we can work together to overthrow this emperor. That's what Satan does, bro. He'd be like, oh, I'm gonna do so, I don't wanna displease God. You know, and say, so be like, well, you could do this sin, and you, let me just tell y'all, I was struggling in a certain area, and I was like, well, it's better than doing this. That's what Satan, and that's the same thing with Anakin. Oh, me going after Obi-Wan and saying, I'm sorry, I just need to do this, it's better than becoming Darth Vader. Drop some knowledge on you.
Drop some knowledge. Bro, Maul was like, tangent. He was genuinely trying to, like, stop the Emperor in season 7.
And he said, let me die! Sad.
It's so sad. Like, he really knew, and no one would believe him. And then look what happens. I know he was like, I told y'all. I told y'all this was about to happen.
He was legit begging these people, let me die! Let me die! I was like, dang! He's like, wrong, dude! I'm like, he was not wrong.
He wasn't wrong. Because
half the people there that day did not make it.
Nope.
That was a very sad scene at the end with the clones. Oh my
god.
Yeah. I was just like, Ahsoka, just kill them. Like, for me, like, they're gonna die anyway. Let your face be the last one they see. Instead of,
yeah,
well, we're gonna crash. That's crazy.
All right, y'all ready for the fun part?
Can I add one Bible verse real quick?
Yes.
So this will be real quick, but this is on topic of pop culture. It's in 1 Kings chapter 3. And I won't read the whole thing because it's a long story. But basically, talking about Solomon. Solomon is dealing with these two mothers. And one talks about how one killed her child and then took the other one, something like that. And the other one's like, no, that's my child. And then he's like, okay, let's just cut it in half. And, you know, y'all get to share half your kid. And so the real mother's like, no, don't do that. And the fake mother's like, yeah, let's do that. And so he figures out, okay, I know who the mom is. I say this because there's, I think it's in Recess or some show where there's literally a scene where that happens, where kid is on a playground or something, and he's the king, and they're like, no, that's my toy. And she's like, no, that's my toy. He's like, okay, if it really is your toy, let's just split it in half, and y'all can both share. The same thing happens. And this is what I mean by Romans 1. God is everywhere. If you look closely, now don't look once again to the demonic stuff. Don't do that, because you're gonna find him in the wrong way. But really, it's a, I don't know. It's like listening to Christian music and then you hear a Bible verse and then you're like, oh shoot, they just quoted a whole scripture. You know, it's an Easter egg.
All right. And that was the verse I was referring to earlier about Solomon. Now, going to get into the questions. If you haven't watched before, I am at episodes by asking my guests 10 questions to get to know them better, so I can get to know them better, too. I said that wrong. So y'all can get to know them, and so I can get to know them better. Jeff, we'll go with you first. How many movies have you watched in your lifetime?
Let me pull up the letterbox to get the exact number. I know it is, I think it's more than 550, I think.
In your lifetime.
In my lifetime. And 40 of those have been this year.
40. That's insane.
Yeah.
Wow. What's
that's crazy.
Your favorite and least favorite Star Wars movie?
Oh, that's actually pretty easy. Favorite, Revenge of the Sith. Obviously, it's I don't know why you don't like Revenge of the Sith. It is fantastic.
So it's not that memes. I don't like it.
Final it's battle is great. Music is great. The bad acting is great. Yeah, Revenge of the Sith. Least favorite, Rise of Skywalker is utter garbage.
Very. You told me that you killed younglings.
I don't want to hear any more about that, Obi-Wan.
The Jedi turned against me. Don't you turn against me, too.
You turn against me.
I love you.
But yeah, Rise of Skywalker is very much garbage. One of my few 1 out of 10 movie reviews.
1 out of 10. That's crazy.
Yes. Maybe 2.
What? Who's your favorite director?
That is hard.
I'm gonna say Scorsese.
Hello, Christopher. Yeah.
I don't know. I go back and forth all the time. I mean, I've always said this. I really love Tarantino because I feel like if I were to make movies, it would Tarantino shenanigans is the kind of stuff that I would make. But yeah. I guess I'll go with that. But I mean, I love him. I love Scorsese so much. I love Nolan. There's this French director from like the 60s, 70s, I think. His name is Jean-Luc Godard. Love him. He is one of the greatest of all time. But yeah, I go with those. And Damien Chazelle. That's the guy that made La La Land and Whiplash. Love that guy's style.
Oh, he did both of those films? Shoot.
Yeah.
That makes sense. I really love Whiplash.
Yeah.
Not my tempo.
Not quite my tempo.
I think I know the answer. You're rushing or dragging? Who's your favorite superhero?
Batman.
I knew it. What does a perfect day look like for you?
Perfect day. Ideally, I'd wake up after getting a great 8 hours of sleep.
Yeah.
Right. Wake up at 6:15, go to the gym, do anything except legs, get some breakfast.
Y'all hate leg day, man.
I do, but I love
leg day.
It's all right, I guess. Get a nice breakfast. I love omelets. I love bagels. Get them both. Get a nice, good breakfast. And then during the day, I want to be productive. Get some work done. Homework, YouTube. Do something with your day. And then in the evening, hop on the game with the boys. And all throughout the day, listen to a whole bunch of music because I'm just a boy who loves music.
Sean may or may not be in Discord right now.
Accident?
Yes. What do you hope to accomplish by the end of the year?
It's film.
Yes, my short film. I'm gonna dream big here and say 1,500 subs on the channel. I don't really know. I want to be productive. I hope that I can, on December 31st, I can look back on the year and be like, yeah, I did something with my time this year and I'm proud of myself.
What's your favorite show?
Okay, I'm going to split this up here.
I was expecting bear off rip.
No. This is top three. If we're talking like, if I can disconnect shows and sitcoms, right? If we're talking shows, Breaking Bad easily is my number one. If we're talking sitcoms, which is my favorite genre of show, The Office. I have watched all, 11 seasons of The Office? Like,
I'm going to pray for you.
13 times.
Parks and Rec is better.
The Office is better. The Office has Michael Scott. It's better.
The Parks and Rec has Ron Swanson.
It does have Ron Swanson.
We're just going to ignore that 13 times, though.
Oh, yeah, we're just going to ignore that. That's, it's rookie numbers.
Right past it.
Hey, rookie numbers, honestly.
We do crazy things in life. I think I know the answer. Who's your favorite actor?
Ryan Gosling.
Yep.
But like on a serious note, if we're talking about like all time, Leonardo DiCaprio. But like currently, I'm a big Ryan Gosling fan.
He's just can.
And that's okay.
What's your least favorite movie? Let me put it this way. What's the worst movie you've ever seen in your lifetime? Absolutely disgusting. Absolutely disgusting cinema.
Absolutely disgusting cinema. I have a couple. I have one in mind. Let me look at the movies that I've given like a one-star review.
Is he going to say Rebel Moon?
It's not that.
My
comment section was hating on me because like I clickbaited and it worked because 1,000 people watched the video, but I clickbaited and said this is the worst movie ever. And they were like, you must have not watched that many movies before if this is the worst movie you've ever watched.
You'd be like, bad. I'm getting my degree in it. Come on out.
Thank you, please.
Wait, have you seen The Room?
No, I haven't.
Have you heard about that movie?
No.
It's probably, because you talk about the worst film, it's probably one of the worst films of all time. We can talk about it later on because we're talking about you. We could talk about it after. Remind me to tell you about The Room because that movie.
I got you.
is hilariously bad. You're tearing me apart, Lisa! My dad's watching this. He'll know what that means.
I'm going to give like a top three worst movies I've ever seen in my life. The Star Wars Holiday Special.
Oh, my goodness.
The Little Panda Fighter. And The Fantastic Four with Michael B. Jordan.
That was horrible.
Fan-four-stick.
That was bad.
Disgusting. Can't believe they put Doom in there, bro. Can't believe that.
I can't believe that.
Thank God. The Little Panda Fighter is a horrible movie, but I think everybody should watch it at least once in their life. It's a excellent bad movie.
That's interesting.
So bad it's good.
Oh, last question.
So bad it's good.
What do you do when you need to escape reality?
I either turn on a movie that's matching up with my mood, or I play one of my 7 playlists titled Awesome Mix. I have Awesome Mix all the way up to volume 7. I put one of those on, put my headphones in noise cancellation mode, and just vibe out, you know?
Okay, Guardians reference.
It is. Thank you. Thank you for someone who gets it. Yes. I stole... Little King Beam lore, if you will, for the podcast.
Yapping.
Yes.
Or what do you call it?
Yapanese, if you will. Yapwando. Before like June of 2023, I was just always like listening to rap, hip hop, you know? But then I watched Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. And I was like, you know, Guardians of the Galaxy has some great songs. So then I made a new playlist titled Awesome Mix Volume 1. And I got like all of the songs from all the Guardians movies. And then from there, I just started like expanding my music taste. And now I barely listen to rap anymore. It's kind of insane. I just be listening to like Earth, Wind, and Fire, this really great band called Laundry Day, Silver, great band. I love Elton John, ABBA. Dancing Queen is one of the greatest songs ever created of all time, and I will die on that hill. But yeah, that's just some King Beam lore for the viewers back home, if you care about me and my music taste.
Word.
Whoa. Well, your turn, Zoe. Oh, those are Sean's questions. I don't need those.
Huh? So you're irrelevant right now.
Shout out Sean being 2-0, missing the Imperfect Podcast.
He's supposed to be in the next one. Will that happen? Find out next time on the Imperfect Podcast.
Find out next time on Sean's first appearance.
What is your favorite gospel song?
Oh, shoot.
Was it me?
Okay. Let me look at my playlist. That's crazy. Insert copyright. I'm looking at my playlist. Oh, there's so many good ones.
Shout out to Anthony Brown and First Baptist Church of Glen Arden.
I have two playlists. I have Christian rap /R&B and Yeshua. I'm not going to choose the rap because that doesn't count because you said gospel.
You can choose a rap song if you want.
Oh, okay. But I don't even know if I would choose a rap song either. A New Thing by Madison Ryan Ward. It's a good song. It just encompasses my whole experience, especially with like rededicating my life last year to Christ and trying to be like, hey, the stuff that I used to do and even I might still struggle with, that's not me. So yeah, I'm a new creature in Christ and I'm what God says I am.
Amen.
As my pastor says, holla back at your boy. No.
Yeah, Mr. Big.
He's gonna kill me, bro.
Yeah, Stefan.
I'm gonna show him this. Like, stop talking about me. My ears are tired of burning.
If you were given $1 billion, what would you do with it?
$1 billion. You know,
I gotta switch up the value for each guest, bro.
The first thing I thought about, because I know you mentioned this one time, is tithes. You know, give it to my church, man. My church gonna be a mega church after that. Like, you know, we gonna work on some sound equipment, like, you know, all that money, some sound equipment, some, we got nice chairs, but maybe some even nicer chairs, help out in the booth type thing. Shoot. Yeah, that, buy me and my mom a house type thing. And I would have a room. Or you know what? Well, I'm an only child, so I don't want my mom to be alone. So, you know, she could have a nice house and I could have like a house, like be like a Carrie Fisher and a Debbie Reynolds, where they look like across the street from each other. We could do that type of thing. In my house or whatever, even if I live with my mom, I have like a studio, music studio, you feel me, with my friend. Shout out to my little bro, Makai, helping me with my music, by the way. I don't know what else. Probably like a dope comic book collection type thing. I mean, I already have a dope comic book collection, but I can't display all of it in this small room. Something like that. I will buy some books about the Bible too, because I'm trying to do some more stuff like that. Yeah.
What show are you currently binging?
None, but I watch a lot of YouTube. You know what? I wouldn't say I'm binging it because it's coming out weekly, but X-Men 97, I've been watching that. And that's like the first show in forever that I actually am staying up to date on. At least first like Disney Plus type thing. I guess also Raw and SmackDown for WWE. Because those are like the only, like, that's the only thing I watch on television type thing. So I'm watching those, and WrestleMania is coming up by the time this comes out, it's already passed, but I'm hyped for WrestleMania.
How about right now, we add a show to your list to binge, so then you can talk about it on that's your crazy. Channel, and you have more content.
What are we adding?
Have you seen The Bear?
Oh, no. My gosh. And I knew you were going to say that, and I actually been thinking about watching it.
Do it. Oh, it's short. You know, all the episodes are like 20 minutes. It's
a show
really
I used
good.
To binge. A show I used to binge was Smallville, and then I just stopped at season 4. I don't know why. I just stopped. But that show was...
just stopped. That's kind of sad.
Bro, it's 10 seasons. And there's just like foolishness. I'm like, I can't do it after a certain point.
Well, you know, not a lot of foolishness going on in The Bear. It's just straight action and plot.
Look, I want to watch it, and I really like the actor cooking. Who was in Iron Claw that's in that show, right?
My boy?
What's his name?
I don't even know his real name. Jeremy Allen White.
Yeah.
Yes.
Love that dude. And
good-looking guy. Iron Claw.
He is. I ain't going to lie.
God blessed him with a great gift of face.
That's crazy.
It's ironic that I typed this question after this question. What's your favorite anime?
Ooh. It's Naruto because Attack on Titan let me down. Sorry, Jeff. And don't get me wrong, Naruto is full of like like flashback for no reason type of stuff. There we go again, Naruto on the swing. You know, there we go again. Sasuke having flashbacks to when he got whooped by Itachi. Like, we get it. But Attack on Titan just really let me down with the ending. So much stuff didn't make sense. And as my mom says, and I never knew she said this until like a week ago, make it make sense. So for that reason, is Naruto perfect? No. But it just hits. I watched it in high school. I watched all of it in between my freshman and sophomore year of high school. So, you know, it hits me right in the feels.
I think you should actually watch the ending instead of just going off the manga because it's a slightly different ending.
I'll watch it, but...
Have you seen Vinland Saga?
Yeah.
Ah, okay. I was going to
see, that's another thing. Talk about Jesus. Hey, Thorfinn, he's learning about Jesus right now in the show.
Yes.
Spoilers. I have no enemies.
I have no enemies. Peak. You know, this guy named Kangas made a video on that if you want to watch, by the way.
Yes, he did. And I did watch it.
Good video.
Well, I watched it. I'm a subscriber. I don't know if you subscribe to my channel, Black Girl Meets Pop Culture, but, you know.
I do. I am currently a subscriber.
Good to hear.
Well, what's your favorite season?
Ooh, see, winter, spring. No, let me shut up. If y'all know Avatar, that's where that's from. It used to be winter, but I'm kind of like fed up with the winter. But, you know, I'm just going to say winter, but right now it's kind of changing. I was born in the winter, so it's the best season. It's the face Jeff made, man.
Hey, man, it's cold outside. I don't like that.
Not at all.
Well, it just brings back childhood memories of me and my dad shoveling snow. You know, I threw Okay, Nate, at least you're going to be proud of me. Oh, no, I did it. No. Okay, we were at church. It always happens at church. And somebody whose name shall not be mentioned, man, was trying to throw a snowball at me because I threw a snowball at him. And so I used my pastor as a shield. Lord Jesus, thank you, hallelujah. Use the holy man as a shield. Thank you, Jesus.
And
I got him back. He said, that poor man. He was fine. He was my shield, and I got E-Man back.
That poor pastor.
That is crazy.
Wait, what is... What is your dream job?
My dream job, being a professional singer, go on tour type thing, sing without getting nervous, sing like Justin Bieber. He's probably one of my favorite vocalists. I think Justin Bieber is kind of underrated. Like, people are like, oh, Justin Bieber, but he his runs are crazy.
I've always wanted to start a band. I want to learn how to play the electric guitar.
Hey, I play guitar.
Give me some auto tune. I can be your vocalist.
Let's do it.
I can be your Giveon to your, I don't know, any guitarist. I don't know.
I just want to get on stage and be like, you know, we're all like, you know.
be like in My Hero when they were doing that, festival thing, and they were all Bakugo on the drums.
Yeah.
What is your favorite book besides Bible or comics?
Oh my goodness, I was about to pull the book out. Look. But it's a comic book, so he was like, let me stump her real good.
I knew it was going to be a comedy.
It was going to be Watchmen. Yo, my favorite book. That's tough. Because I haven't read a lot of books recently. Like, I'm listening to one right now. I used to read a lot when I was younger, too. Like the first one that came to mind was like, okay, I enjoyed To Kill a Mockingbird, but I haven't read it in 8 years. But I remember that was like one of the first books I enjoyed reading in school. But another book I enjoyed reading in school was The Absolutely True Story of a Part-Time Indian. It's a really good book. It's really sad, but it's crazy, and I talk about it on my podcast. I remember chapter 4 of that book, we were supposed to read it. Our teacher was supposed to read it out loud, and then she realized what the chapter was about. She's like, okay, you guys can read this to yourselves, and I'll read the next chapter out loud. Good times, but I would say that for now.
Man, it's funny. What's your favorite book of the Bible?
My favorite books. He just keep asking me hard questions. I don't like this. I would say John. Oh, yeah. Because I actually said this on our episode. I asked you what your favorite was. And I would say John is my favorite book. It's my favorite gospel. If we're going to talk about a favorite epistle, I would say Hebrews. Favorite epistle of Paul's, I would say 1 Corinthians. But specifically, just John. Favorite Old Testament book, Daniel.
If you're stranded on an island, what five things would you bring?
The Holy Word, you feel me? Five things. Okay, so I said the Bible. Music, because I would get bored. Give me like some streaming stuff. Like, let's assume we have Wi-Fi and I could just watch whatever and whatever on my phone. So I guess my phone too. And like food, I guess. Or do the essentials count? Does like food, clothes, and water, does that count or no?
I want specific foods and specific articles of clothing.
Foods don't count because you're going to be stranded on an island. You're going to have to like, you know, hunt your food down, go fishing, things of that nature, drink from the beach water or something like that, okay. You know?
Yeah, I'm like, let's just assume we already have all that stuff taken care of. Okay, so I said Bible, my phone, music. I forgot what the other one was.
Hey, you can bring some snacks if you want.
Yeah, sure. Let's bring some, I don't know, some Chick-fil-A, you know? Jesus' favorite sandwiches. Let me stop. I don't know. If some comic books. A specific one? Watchmen, that's my book. We could watch it all. I mean, we could read it all the time.
Oh, this is your last question. What's your biggest goal for this year?
Finish a song that I'm working on. It's almost done. I just got to do some doubles, get it copyrighted, put it out. Yeah. I mean, like, I got my degree in the mail, my associate's in the mail, and that was just, like, that was last year, but that was just, like, a big, like, I did it type of thing. So, thank you. So, I just think this year is kind of, like, working on me. Like, that's for me, but also, like, my career type of thing. But this year, I think it's building myself back up. And I think with this song, it's kind of doing that. It's focusing on me, what I like, and what I like sonically in the lyrics and all that stuff. And it's dedicated to a friend of mine, so hey.
So, that wraps up the questions. So, before we end it, anything y'all want to say? The topics, about life, anything?
If you're ever sad, watch Star Wars and be happy. And Darth Vader is one of the greatest fictional characters to ever exist ever in the history of media. And I love him. And shout out to my dog, Jax.
What he meant to say was, he meant to say watch the Imperfect podcast, but go ahead, Zoe.
I was going to say, he loves Darth Vader so much so that he did a whole video on it on his YouTube channel, King XB.
I did indeed.
Shameless plug. What the, my final thoughts? Jesus is all around us, and there's no better day than today to accept him as your Lord and Savior. He saved me. He can save you. Oh, I'm crying.
Oh, my gosh, this guy. This guy.
This is my dog, Jax, guy. He's so cute.
It was, I had it all, not prophetic, but all, like, Jesus, and then he said, you see my dog?
Yeah, that's, that's the thumbnail, huh? I'm not gonna lie.
That's what I was thinking.
That's the thumbnail.
See my dog? My dog.
Jax has touched the Imperfect podcast. Warshawn.
Wait, I got the perfect thing for y'all. I got the perfect thing to cap it off. Hold on. I gotta get it. Hold on. I got you beat. It's Jesus taking the wheel.
We gotta make some kind of like, we gotta make some kind of condition. If Sean doesn't show up the next one, then something happens. I don't know. The Imperfect Podcast. I don't know. You eat canes in the next episode if Sean doesn't show up.
You know, I wish there was a Canes around me. I guess I could settle for Zaxby's or better yet, Bojangles.
Bro is in love with Bojangles. I get it, though.
Hey, I'm black.
Bojangles in Kinston, North Carolina, I love you.
He said, I'm black. Wait a second. You. He said, I'm black. All three of us are black.
Yeah, but I'm down south. I'm attracted to the fried chicken. But yeah, anyways, it's going to wrap it up. If you've made it this far, oh yeah, it is like a 2-episode series, if anybody's asking. Maybe 3, maybe 4. But, you know, if you've watched all episodes, I love you. Not a lot of people watch these, so I appreciate all the viewers I get. Beam, Zoe, thank you. You guys are cool.
Of course.
You guys are amazing.
You're amazing.
That's pretty.
Oh, for real? Dang, I didn't know that.
Hype him up.
Watch Black Girl Meets Pop Culture, subscribe to our YouTube channel, King X Beam. Yeah, so many things. Just go, like, find it.
Yeah, man.
Watch out for his Dinner Views podcast.
Watch out for Dinner Views podcast featuring the Imperfect podcast coming soon this month when I edit it.
Yeah. I heard it's going to be a good episode because I was in it.
That is crazy.
I'll say so myself.
Show up to Bible study, show up to group therapy. Follow me on social media and such, things of that nature. See ya.
Be breezy.